lodate servi del Signore, lodate il nome del Signore.
The sound of singing on a very wet Wednesday here in Rome echoed in St. Peter's Square. But the miserable weather had not deterred the soaked pilgrims from attending their audience with Pope Benedict XVI. And English speakers among them were rewarded for their patience. Not only did the sun shine briefly when the Pope arrived there standing on a smart white jeep, open air for all to see him, but most of all he spoke to them in their own language.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I also extend a warm welcome.
Highlighting how the Most High never fails to care for the poor and needy.
God's greatness requires our praise, and yet the Most High never fails to care for the poor and the needy of the world. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap.
And as we've just heard, the 264th successor of Peter, familiar now to us for that skyward gesture as he raises his arms in greeting, continued in his series of reflections on the Psalms, focusing this Wednesday, as you may already have noticed, on the Psalm 112.
An introduction to a group of psalms which celebrates the liberation of the people of Israel from slavery. It also expresses the joy they find in serving the Lord in the promised land. The phrase, "the name of the Lord," meaning God himself, is repeated throughout the psalm and becomes the heart of this prayer of adoration.
The crowds listened out eagerly, expectantly, anticipating the Holy Father would mention a special date linked to the memory of his predecessor to the chair of Peter, a birthday. Quipping very simply,
che oggi è il compleanno del nostro amato Papa Giovanni Paolo II. Avrebbe compiuto oggi 85 anni.
Pope John Paul would have turned 85 today, and we know he's watching over us from above right now. And we thank God for the gift of this Pope. And he added, we thank him for all he did for us and for his suffering.
Vogliamo dire grazie al Papa stesso per tutto quanto ha fatto e sofferto.
Il nome del Signore.